Okay, so we are, today is Daf Kuf Yud. We are on Kuf Tesamid Beis. We're middle of discussing the wife of Rav Nachman, whose name was Yalta, and she was saying how everything that's kosher in the world, things kosher in the world, you find a mutter equivalent, right? And we gave two pshat and why we need to know that. So one pshat was, the Chassam Sofer said, because you can fight your Yitzhahara that way. I don't have to give it to this temptation because I can get a mutter thing. Why should I do this Aveira? I can get a mutter thing. That's what Chassam Sofer said. The Marsha said something even more deeper. He said that because people think to themselves, oh, I'm not going to eat blood. Blood's disgusting. I'm not eating that. Yeah, but it's a mutter equivalent. So it can't be because it's disgusting. So there's no seichel to the mitzvahs. Because if there's seichel, you can make these mistakes. So it's not seichel. It's just the Ratzon of Hashem. Okay. So, right in the middle, where did we stop exactly? Amalahu Rav Nachman L'Tabachi.
Yeah, right.
Rav Nachman said to the but to the chef, yeah, Ziviku li kachali, grill for me the kachal. Grill for me the udders. Vanan tanan koro. But didn't we learn you have to cut it open?
Yeah.
So, right? Hahu l'kadero. That's only if it's going to be cooking in a pot. But if it's going to be roasting, then it's all going to come out, and it's not going to be a problem. V'aktani shebishlo. But we learned that when it comes to cooking, which means roasting. B'di'evet in l'chachila lo. B'di'evet, we let you eat it. L'chachila, you can't do that. Amaleh hu'adid afil l'chachila. Even l'chachila, it's mutter. V'aydi d'kabay l'mithni seifa kaba shebishla b'chalba asura d'afil b'li'evet nami lo. Because he wanted to say the halacha over there yesterday that a kava is a stomach. That's some part of the stomach. Even b'di'evet, it's a problem. Because the milk that got into the stomach, that's not udder milk. That's not a heter. That's pasav b'chal of mamish. Even b'di'evet, you can't eat that. Tanami reisha shebishla. So in the reisha, for parallel sake, we said the same phraseology. Shebishla, you cooked it. Even l'chachila, it's mutter. It's written in a b'di'evet way to parallel the b'seifa. But b'di'evet, even l'chachila, it's mutter.
So if you want your stomach, what do? You have to
cut it. You have to get the milk out.
The same way with the yeah. Chassis,
I don't know, because I don't know how much milk is in there. How did milk get into the stomach?
Isn't that where it makes the milk? The cow? No.
No, it's made in the udders. I don't know where it's made. How did it get into the stomach? It drank milk. Yeah. Let's say it did.
I didn't know that Elsie and cow drinks milk.
I don't know if it does either, but if it did.
No, they made the calf that suckled from the mother.
Something like that, right.
Ah, okay. I thought it's the stomach. It's very dark. Okay.
Okay. Next. Kisalik Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkeche l'Zeiri. He found Zeiri. Amalei Ikatana Dasni l'Rav Kichal. You have any? Okay, the word Tana here doesn't mean a Tana. It means someone who learns Torah. You mean anybody, right? It doesn't mean that, right? Do you have anybody who knows anything that Rav said anything about a Kichal? That's what it means. It doesn't mean a Tana. It means a scholar. Right? A Talmud Chacham. Anybody to Asne the Rav Kichal? Achul Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. They showed, him. Go to him. Go to Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He knows. Amalei. And they went to Amalei Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He said, Ani lo shanisi lo kachal kolikar. I never learned anything with Rav about kachal at all. V'rav bika mutta v'gadar b'gadar. Rav found a very big problem and he made very big zeres. Says Rashi. Klomar. Rashi mezalzlim v'itzer basa b'chalav. He saw that they weren't keeping the itzer of basa b'chalav. V'hichmer alein. So he made much more chumras because they weren't keeping even the basic halacha. What's that story about? The Rav ikla le tatilfush. Rav went to the town of Tatilfush. Shama he heard, while he itzer, there was a woman, de ka'amra lechaverta. She said to her neighbor, her friend, "Riva de bishop kama chalva boilish bushule. If I want to cook three quarters meat, how much milk should I put in to make it taste really good?" Rav heard that, right? He said, "My goodness, lo gemiri de bishop b'chalav aser." He doesn't know. The women don't know in this town. You can't cook meat and milk together. So Yaakov, he made a stink. V'kaas alahu kachali, and he asered even kachal. Kachal is a mutter. No one said it was aser. He asked it because it's so hard to get clean at it. You have to cut the roasting and not roasting it. He asked it the whole thing. Now, the The Chuvas van Hagos says something amazing. He said, not Chuvas van Hagos. That's Rav Sternbach. The Chuvas Hagaonim, I don't know who that is. Chuvas Hagaonim goes back, says, who are these women?
What?
Who are these women? He says, one of the women was the mother of Rav Asi. One of the women was the mother of Rav Asi, and Rav was in the town. And Rav can get a better Rebbe than Rav, right? So she says to herself, you know, Rav's not staying in this town. The town can't even pronounce the name. Not staying here. He's on to somewhere else. I got to keep Rav here so my son could learn Torah with him. So I'll make up some crazy thing. I don't know any halachas. So the whole thing was orchestrated just to keep Rav in the town. This is a Gaonim say this, Pshat. She said that just to keep Rav in the town. Rav should stay in the town and teach my son Torah.
Because this is a question I asked the Rav yesterday.
Yeah.
How is it possible they forgot Bas
V'chol? Right.
So I don't understand.
So that's what the Gaon is. How can they know Bas V'chol? She knew very well. She said the whole thing just to keep Rav in the town. Yeah. Rav shouldn't leave. Rav said, oh my God, I'm a bunch of Amaratsim. I can't leave here. I gotta teach him something. So in the meantime, Rav said, well, he's there anyway. He might as well be in the yeshiva, right? So her son was learning from Rav. It's a great story. I don't know.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway. It's a great word, no? So Rav Kahana Mafni Hachi. Rav Kahana learned it like that. Rav Yossi Bar Abba Masni, Ana Kichal Shalmanika Shanisilo. I heard that exactly what you said before. When it comes to the calf, right? When the calf is suckling, there's more milk in the udder. We're not talking about the calf. We're talking about the mother. But when the mother is suckling, when the baby's suckling from the mother, there's much more milk. Right. Then you have problems with udder, with milk, with basa b'chalav, with milk. Umipalpulo shal Rav Chiya. And from Rav Chiya was very, very, you know, he was mafalpel, he was very smart, he was very deductive. Shanala kachal stam. He learned it by regular kachal, where you don't have the issue where the mother's not nursing, and there's less milk there. So Rashi says right here, shumuchudad ma'od, he's very smart. Umevi me'atzmo, and he deduced on his own. Ukasavar shal tamidav mechudan kamoso, and he thought that everyone else was as smart as him. Kishachazar vishana lefnei Rav Chiya, when he taught it over, Shanalo Stam, he taught it over Stam. That what? That Chal, we have to be careful. Fesavar Sheyev and Rav She'ein Isser Elaminika. That he's a Rav would understand that I'm only talking about nursing mothers. You have to worry about the Chal. But Velo Haven, he didn't understand that. He didn't get that. He didn't say that. Not a mind reader. He didn't say that. Okay. Ravin, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Iklul Bear of Papi. Ravin and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef went to visit Rav Papi. Aisil Kamayu Tavshila, the Kachal. They brought out kachal. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef achol. He ate it. Ravin lo achol. Ravin didn't eat it. Wouldn't touch it. Amar Abaya. Ravin tichla. Ravin. How do they translate the word tichla?
Bereaved.
The bereaved. Right? Ravin the bereaved. Ravin tichla. Ravin the bereaved. Rashi says, shakol, shakover is banav. He lost children. So he was very, very sad. So anyway, Ravin tichla. Amar lo achol. Why didn't you eat the kachal? Why didn't you eat it? So, what kind of thing is that to say to somebody? Right? So, so the Marshal says, it can't be that he said that, because it's a Gnai. It can't be, and he takes it out of the Gersa. He says, it can't be. If you look, there's a little gimel over there. Right? You see it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
By Ravin Tichla.
What?
By
Ravin Tichla. What?
Well,
it's in Psachim? Oh, okay. Anyway, the Marshal takes it out. The Chavetz Chaim says, in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he says that the reason why he said it was because he was so sad was why he made a mistake like this in Paskin Dror. Otherwise, he never would have done that mistake. Because he was such a Akmas Nefesh, Imamash wasn't thinking straight. He's so upset. So he said that, you know, you're not even thinking straight. Imamash is in such tsar, I understand, you're in a very big tsar, that's why you made a mistake like this, and wouldn't eat it. Otherwise, no normal person wouldn't eat it. The halach is you're allowed to eat it. You must be in so much tsar, you don't even know what you're talking about. That's what the Chavetz Chaim explains, why he could say such a derogatory, such an insult, right? Why would he say such an insult? Because an insult is just saying that's why you can't, you know, that's why you have the wrong pshat. Okay. What? Yeah. Anyway, why aren't you eating it? Why aren't you eating it? Michti, the bitter of Papi brought to Rav Yitzchak Nafrahavi. This, the wife of Rav Papi is the sister of
the daughter.
The daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafra. For Bitzak Nachum, Mori do Uvdu Havi. He knows halachas. He knows what he's doing. Ilo Shamale de Bei Nasha lo Havi Avda. Had she not saw what goes on in their father's house, she wouldn't know what she's doing. So she, it must be that it's all kosher. Kind of hetzel that is. It must be it's all kosher because she grew up in, from home. She grew up with a, by a rabbi, so she must be. It's all good, right? Besura lo achli chali. In Surah, they wouldn't eat this. In Pupadisa, achli chali. They ate it. What about tamari?
Even if they prepared it and they took out all the milk and everything, no matter what, they wouldn't eat it. Or this is only if they didn't, like, you know?
It sounds like they wouldn't eat it at all. That's what it sounds like. You could prepare it, and they didn't want to bother.
I'm saying, cutting it open and getting the milk out, they
so still... So, that's what it sounds like, right? What about tamari, davi rami bar dikuli? What about tamari, who's also called from Pupadisa, Ikla Lasura, Malayama de Kippuri. He came to Sura on Erev Yom Kippur, right? Afkinu kuli alma lekachilnu. Everyone was getting rid of their udders. Shadinu, they were throwing them out. So Azal Iu, Naktinu, Vachlinu, he gathered them all, ate them all. I threw the committee of Chista. Amalei, I'm to Avid Haki. How come you did that? Amalei, me Aser Dev Yudana. I come from Yehuda's town to Achel. They eat it over there. Amalei, Feleslach, but don't you know that you hold from the chumras of both? And over here we're machmir not to eat it. So you what are you doing? Amalei chutzul tchum achal sinhu. I ate it outside the tchum. So I wasn't in the town.
Wow. So.
Right. I wasn't in the town.
So.
Hmm.
So.
So you didn't have to hold from the chumras of the town. I wasn't in the town. You know, it comes up by the way. Halacha lemaisa. Let's say a guy from Israel comes to America.
Okay.
Does he have to hold 2 days yontif?
Just going back.
Forget going back. He's here right now for Pesach. Does he have to hold 2 days of first days?
No.
The answer is no. However, what about this halacha? Yeah. If the chumers of the chumers. So the answer is bitzina, he can. He can watch TV and no one's watching that, no one's seeing, but he can't walk around, drive around the neighborhood. Why? Because at least the public, you have to have the chumash of the makam that you're in. What if my uncle did this? What if he arrived in America on the second day of Shavuos?
Okay.
For to him is a chol.
Yeah.
So he can't. He did it. He wasn't supposed to. He drove up in the middle of the second day of Shavuos in a taxi in Cedarhurst. You're not supposed to do that because you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Exactly.
Or
they stay in the airport. Now he stays in the airport. He can't use his cell phone. He can. That's how the tchum.
Yeah, right.
Right. He's in the tchum. It's okay. Right?
Right.
So he asked him, why did you hold from the chumras? You're not allowed to eat. We don't eat tchal over here. Tchal, we don't eat it. So he said, no, I didn't come into the tchum. I was outside the tchum. So, ubameh tavisinhu. And what did you roast it with? How'd you roast it? Amaleh lay bit purtali. With some grape refuse or something. So v'dilma miyayin netzach, ha'v nebu yayin netzach. Amalei, lachash ne'em osach chodesh avi. It was at least 12 months old. I don't know how he knew that. It was at least 12 months old. And it's from Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, if the 12 months, the yayin netzach goes away. The flavor, whatever.
What is it for the recipe? How do you make
it? Yes. There's a long story here.
Is that true?
V'dilma, that's what he says. V'dilma d'gezel havi. Maybe it was stolen. He used stolen goods. Amalei, yeish ba'ilam havi d'kadachu b'hu. Chilfi. It must be that whoever it was had Yeish, because it was in the grass or something. It was growing in the grass?
Things were growing from them.
Now, okay. Now, it's Erev Yom Kippur, right? So, Chaziale, Delo, Havimanach Tfilin. He saw that he wasn't wearing Tfilin. Who saw that who wasn't wearing Tfilin?
Yeah.
Rav Chisda saw that this person, who just came from the Tchum, eating Chal on Erev Yom Kippur, wasn't wearing tefillin. So,
why, they used to wear tefillin?
Yes. Amalei, my time alum anachta tefillin. How come you're not wearing tefillin? So, Amalei, choli me'ayin hu. I have a stomachache. And when you have a stomachache, you can't wear tefillin because you have to go to the bathroom. You can't have a guf naki. Amar v'yud amar, choli me'ayin, put them in a tefillin. If you have a stomachache, you put them in tefillin. Chaziyah de lo havi karami chuti. He said he wasn't even wearing tzitzis. So, Amalei, my time alum anachta tefillin. How come you're not wearing tzitzis? Amalei talus she'ulahi. The tittus I'm wearing is borrowed.
No, the
baguette I'm wearing is borrowed. Vam of Yehuda. No, not ruin it. Talis Sheula, a talis that's borrowed, kol shloshim yom, for 30 days, patur menat tzitzis. It's potter from tzitzis.
But can you wear the beggar?
What? Yes, beggar? Yes. So,
Says Tosvos,
well, one second. If it's borrowed, and you don't have to put tzitzis on right away, what changes after 30 days? Yeah. What changes? What changed? Kol shloshim yom, patur menat tzitzis. What about after 30 days? What changed?
Like the house was
it's not yours. It's borrowed. I borrowed your tzitzis. I borrowed your talis. What changed after 30 days? What? So Tosva says, it's Maris Ayin. The guy's wearing, walking around without a tzitzis. He must have borrowed that. After 6 months. The guy borrowed that for 6 months? Yeah, he did borrow for 6 months. But no one's going to think that. So he put on tzitzis. That's what Tosva says. Maris Ayin. People shouldn't think. What's going on here?
I keep track of how many days he's wearing that shirt.
No, you see the same guy wearing the same shirt every single day. What's going on with this guy? It must be he doesn't keep the halachas. No, it's borrowed. It says Tosva, after 30 days, you got to put it on. I didn't make this up. That's what Tosva said. Right?
So he has a bad stomach, he's eating 25 udders on Erev Yom Kippur?
What?
He has a bad stomach, and he's eating...
Yeah, now, that's why he had a bad stomach, maybe. Now, what if you put on... We're going to spend some time on this because we have time. What if you borrow someone's tzitzis, and you want to make a bracha before 30 days? I want to put on... I know the halacha. I don't have to put on for 30 days. Right. That's the halacha. It's a bar... Because Rashi says... Not Rashi doesn't say it. Someone says it. Because it says kisuscha. Not
yours.
It has to be yours. It's not mine. It's borrowed. So what if I want to put on tzitzis early? Can I do that? So it says Tosfos. Of course you can do that. Tosfos says it's no different than a woman making a bracha and shaking the lulav. She's allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. Right? Okay. Yeah.
It sounds like if I lent you an item of clothing, I would take off the tzitzis before I gave it.
This is what Mechara says. Ready? Hashoel mechaveiro talis. If someone borrows a talis, she'ena mitzuyetzetz, it doesn't have tzitzis on it, but it's four-cornered, potter mitalis. You potter mi lahatel but tzitzis, kol shloshim yom. You potter from putting on tzitzis for 30 days. Dichsiv, kisuscha velo shalacherim. It's not yours. You should put it on because it looks like it's yours. Exactly what he says.
That's assuming that right? The whole 30 days the same people are seeing him.
Yeah. Most people see the same people every day. That's what most people do. Most people are not like Indiana Jones going out into the world. Most people have the same job. They see the same. They go to the same shachwitz, same job. Most people ever have a routine. That's most people. Yeah, if people don't, most people have a routine. 90% of the people have a routine.
Especially in shtetl.
Exactly. Right? So, yeah. Okay? That's all. None of that's controversial. Then, the Mishnah Berurah says that... Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is all before Yom Kippur.
What?
This is all before Yom Kippur. Huh?
Yeah. So you go. So the Mishnah Berurah has a whole long discussion. Oh, fine. The whole machlokes. So what if you borrowed it? L'shem tzitzis. You have to put it tzitzis right away. Can't wait 30 days. Well, on. Then he says like this. Tell me what you think of this, Mishnah Berurah. One of the rare times. Where we don't hold it to Mishnah Berurah. One of the rare times. V'chol zeh b'talisos shel ish prati. All this is by the talis that belongs to a person. You borrow someone's talis. Right? Ish prati. Av b'talisos shel kahal. But if it's a shul's talis, ke'en shalanu, like ha'metzuyosos b'te k'nisiyos, like every guy's talis hanging around in shul, tzarech levarech alav l'kulei alma. Everyone holds you have to make a bracha. Everyone holds you have to make a bracha. A guy comes out on a Sunday afternoon, do me a favor, daven mincha for the yomid. Finally, pulls out the shul talis. Do you make a bracha on that?
We don't make a bracha.
We don't.
No.
We do not make a bracha. Nobody does.
Maybe he means like in the morning.
No. What do you mean? What's the difference to daven for the yomid? You daven for yourself.
No,
what's the difference?
You daven for the whole davening with the shul's talis. You don't make a bracha
on the Sunday. No. You do?
Yeah.
Why not? No. The Mishnah Berurah says yes. No one does that.
You You, we don't do it on a short case. For
what's the difference? What's the difference in 1 minute or four, half hour? It doesn't make a difference. Put it on towels.
Someone who buys a shul towel, then shouts when he comes to top a shul towel. I don't think you're right, Mike.
I'm just telling you that Mishnah Berurah says yes. And he says, he keeps on going. Afilu kishalov show, rak lavra lefnei ateva, even if you're davening for the amid, o lalos latorah. Or you're getting an aliyah.
See, that's the part we do.
Mishum detalo shal kahal, because he has a reason. Because the talis that belongs to the kahal, adaite dehachi kanu mitzchila, it's bought with the intention, shekol mi shalovesh osa shi shalov, that if anyone puts it on, it should be theirs. Right? That's why it's bought. Kimo esrig, just like an esrig.
So
here's a whole discussion about sahach there, when you borrow someone's talis from your friend. Do you make a bracha then? Because the Shulchan Aruch says you don't make a bracha for 30 days. You want to, you're allowed to, like no different than a woman, but you don't have to. After 30 days, marisayin. What about if you want to make a bracha right away? I don't have a talis today. I forgot my talis at home. So, can I borrow your talis? Forget the shul. Borrow, you have an extra talis. Can I borrow your talis? Yeah, give it to him. I'm not sahach, then I can make a bracha. That's a mishra, hacking. That's only by a person. But by the shul, everyone holds to make a bracha, even if you get an aliyah. Who makes a bracha when they get an aliyah? Now, what's the difference if you get an aliyah or a guest walks in and needs a talis? What's the difference? What is the difference? What? What is it? What? I understand you're wearing it for Kavanat Tzibur. But Lamaisa, you're putting on a beged of four corners with a talis, with tzitzis. So why aren't you making a bracha? You're right, you're only putting it on for Kavanat Tzibur. I get that.
That's not the test.
Okay. Now you're asking a good question. What's the difference now if you're borrowing a talis because for the whole davening? Right? That's a fair question, Mati.
What?
You're borrowing a talis for the whole davening.
I do.
No, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no chiluk. There's no difference. If you're borrowing for the whole davening, you get an aliyah. Yesterday, two people we gave a talis to, two chasanim that we hear, they both use a shul talis. None of them made a bracha.
For an aliyah, no.
What's the difference for Leah and for the whole davening? What's the difference?
Because when I make a bracha in the morning,
yeah,
it's part of the brachas I say is satipat tzitzis also.
Right, right.
If I wrote.
Right. When you make a talis, bracha satipat tzitzis.
When I
put it on my talis.
You put it in.
So that's because it's yours. It's your talis. That's the whole point. So you're allowed to make a bracha. You're allowed to make a bracha. What about in the kahal's talis?
But the bracha I'm putting it on you. Who cares if it's yours or the shul? Why does it make a difference?
What?
Why does it make a difference?
Because you don't have to make a bracha if it's not yours. Now, are you allowed to? Yes. So I don't know. I don't know what happened to the minog. Why people don't make a bracha when it's the shul's talis? Why not?
Only don't make a bracha. I don't know anybody else.
Why? You're putting
up a bar for a whole davening.
I agree with you about that. Someone bars. Guy walks in. My father walks in. Yeah, that's halas. Yeah, give him one of the shul's talis. We just spent money buying all new chalices for the shul. Right. Beautiful. Of course we'll make a bracha. So what's the difference between that and an aliyah? I don't know.
Sure.
So why is that? That's not the test. That's not the criteria. So interesting halacha. We have to get to the bottom of that. Okay, fine. Very good. Anyway.
So who says you don't make a bracha?
The oilam doesn't make a bracha. I'm just saying what the oilam does. The Mishnah Berurah says you make a bracha. I'm telling you. You walk in here this afternoon. Do me a favor. Mr. Morgan, I'm mincha for the Amid. Fine, I'll do it for you. I'll give you the talis. Make a bracha? No. No. So the question is, why not? I don't know. I have no answer. Mr. Bruce has to do it.
Better,
even get an aliyah for 5 minutes, you make a bracha.
Yeah, the better.
Right? So I don't know why.
By mincha, you get a talis.
Correct.
You're not making a bracha.
Exactly. So Mr. Bruce is even getting an aliyah. I understand the inconsistency. I don't have an answer. If it's a rabbi, if there's an answer. Right? Okay. Anyway, Adahachi, Aisu Lahu Gavra, they found this guy, Belahavi Moker, Avia Vaimo, and he didn't honor his father and his mother, and Kaftuhu, they were going to whip him. Right? Rashi says on top, Ala Amud, they were going to tie him to a post. Lal Gosu, give him some whips. Kitanya, Bavedavar Murim Davar Besulo, Mitzvah Losase, Shekvar Nasat Avera. When do we give you real malchus with a bestin? That's with when you violate a losase. And the sasra and edim and all that. Aval mitzvah sase, shalafanov, a mitzvah sase, that's shalafanov, ve'ena rota lekaima, and you don't want to be mekayim it, right? The father calls a bestin. I asked my son to drive me to the airport. He told me not to. He's not doing it. Could you imagine such a thing? He told me he's not doing it. I begged him. He told me he's not doing it. Bezin comes down with a bunch of goons. They take the guy. You're not doing the mitzvah of Kivrav? No, I'm not doing it. Right? Kigon, Omer Lo, Asay Sukkah Ve'ena Ose, but you're building a sukkah? No, I'm not doing it this year. Asay Lulo Ve'ena Ose, Makin Ose, Asay Shinafsho. Even until he dies. We'll beat him to a pulp until he dies. Right?
So he says, I'm right, sir.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Anyway, but 1 second. Amalei Shavkuhu. You can't do that to this guy.
Right.
D'tanya, for other mitzvahs you can. Not for Kibarav. D'tanya, call mitzvahs Asay Shema and Tzchara B'tzida. Any mitzvahs Asay where the reward is written in the Torah, like Kibarav Eim, says Laman Yichin Yamecha, ain't Bezin Shalamata Muzharin Aleha. Bezin Shalamata is not involved in this world. Guy doesn't want to build a sukkah, doesn't say in the Torah what the reward for sukkah is. Guy doesn't want to build a sukkah, you can beat him up. Guy doesn't want to honor his parents, you can't touch him. Says Tosvos, in Tosvos, call mitzvahs Asay Shamat and Beskira, Im Tomar, Harei Tzedakah. What about Tzedakah? Dichsiv, it says, Pesoach Tiftach Es Yadcha. You open up your hand, Ki Biglal Hadavar Yadzeh Yivarechacha. And because of that, you'll get blessed. So the Schar's there, and Tosvos says, Vamrina Perakamah Debaba Basra, Derava Akfil, Rav Nassim Bar Ami, Vavik Menei Abba Mei Azuz Litzdaka. He penalized this guy, he didn't want to give Tzedakah. He penalized him. Didn't we just say whenever there's a mitzvah with a reward in the Torah, you can't touch the guy? How could you penalize him? So v'omar Rabbeinu Tam, dak fia haynu b'dvarim. They only penalized him with words, and they yelled at him, and they told him he's no good, and they but they can't touch him with punishments. They just yelled at him with words. K'dashkachan b'perek nara b'ksuvos akfia v'al. You verbally say whatever you want, then you go, then you leave. You can't touch him. You can't touch him. But also, another answer. It's Tzedaka Nami Ikka Lav. Tzedaka does have a lav. There is a los I say by Tzedaka. It says, Los Sakbots, don't keep your hand fist closed. Velo Ta'amates, another way of not keeping your fist closed. Don't be tight fisted when it comes to an oni. Don't be tight fisted. So therefore what? So therefore, since there's a los I say, I can give him Malchus anyway? What's he mean by this last line? Let's say there's a los, I say, you shouldn't be tight-fisted. It's good. So now what? Now what kind of malchus is he getting?
Yeah.
The malchus mardus or the regular malchus? And how does that take away the fact that there's still matan schar next to it? So I don't know what he means by the second answer. Right? Okay. Anyway, Amalei, I don't understand this gemara now. Amalei, we're still in the middle of a story. So Amalei, so Rav Chista said to Rami Bar Tamri, Chazia lei lach de charifas tuva. I see you're very, very smart. You're very charif. How did he see that? The Chassam Sofer is a whole massive pshat how he saw that, because Rami Bar Tamari was wondering, why did he first ask me why I'm not wearing tefillin, and then ask me why I'm not wearing tzitzis? Wouldn't it have been more, shouldn't he have asked me first why I'm wearing tzitzis? But he didn't ask that first. First he asked me, what? First he asked me why I'm not wearing tefillin. So many people, I guess, could have had a stomachache or something. Tzitzis? Why not? Who's my tzitzis? Tefillin, okay. Why do you ask him first about the tefillin? So he gave me an answer because I have a stomachache. So he should have said, well, I just don't feel well. Some whole lumdisha. I don't understand all that. So I don't know what made him see that he's so smart. Amalei, listen to what he answers back to him. Amalei, so Rabbi Bar Tamri says to Rav Chista, I have his ba'asrid of Yehuda. If you would be in the neighborhood, in the town of Yehuda, right? Achvina lach hurufai, right? I would be even smarter over there. Is that what it means?
Yeah, show you how smart I am.
What?
Show you how smart.
Then I show you how smart I am. What kind of thing is that?
Yeah.
What kind of what do you mean by that?
All of a sudden, he's smart when he comes into the new town.
What?
He comes into this town and becomes smart.
So the Chassam Sofer says another vort. He says like this: the name of his rabbi, Rav Nosson Adler, that we know. There's a Gemara that says that Ein Adam Agil Lesov Chachmaso Kolz Man Shu Chusu B'Tzil Rabo. A person doesn't reach his full Chachma as long as he's in the shadow of his Rebbe. Right. In other words, when you're still under the tutelage of your Rebbe, you don't shine as much.
Right?
So he was saying, So Rav Chista was saying, I see you're so smart. You must have already left your Rebbe's shadow. And you're on your own. So he's saying, like, no, I didn't. I'm still under my Rebbe's shadow. So if you come with me back to my Rebbe, and I'm still under his shadow, under his hashpa, you'll see even more greatness for me. He wasn't being a balgai, but just the opposite. I'm not ready to be on my own. I still need my Rebbe. Okay, I happen to be in here now. So when I go back to my Rebbe, you come with me back to my Rebbe's town, back to Yeshiva, and you see how I shine over there, you'll see what a Rebbe I have. I didn't leave him yet. Such a good vart, no?
Yeah.
That's what he meant to say. Okay. Amalei. Amalei Abayil or Safra. Kiswat al-Hasham. Baimine. When you go there, now we start the next topic, which is the liver. Baimine. Kavda. Ma'atunbe. What's the story with the liver? So Rashi says, what's the story? Mutalavashal bekadera o usr. Can you cook liver in a pot or not? Meneshapole dam, because it expresses dam. Afal pi shekulo dam, even though it's all dam. Afilu hachi, lacha shapirish, yatsari o dam basr. As long as the dam is still in the liver, that apparently is mutter. Once it goes out, ba dam. Kisalak, when he got left, ashechel of zrika, he saw of zrika, amale, ana, shalkile, l'ravami v'achal. I once cooked liver for vam and he ate it. No, to eat it by itself, that wasn't my shayla. I know shayla about that. I know that. My question was, I cook it together in a pot with chicken or some other meat. That was my question. And Rashi says, does the blood that comes out of the liver go to the other meat and trafe it up? Well, why don't you have a question on the liver itself? Ditnan, because we learned, ena neseres. It doesn't treif up, right? So why have a kash on the other meat also? Ditnan, hakavid oseres, the liver osers, veno neseres, but doesn't make oser. What does that mean? It makes you polate, it goes out, veno bolas, doesn't absorb. So amalei, dilma hasam, bikavda, it doesn't reabsorb, right. So in other words, if you're cooking liver with milk, the milk won't go in, something like that. Because it doesn't absorb. But it kicks out the blood. So what was your question? Can I eat meat that was cooked together with liver? Of course not. Because the blood went out of the liver, went into the meat. What was your question? No, my question was, amalei, what?
So the liver itself would be kosher?
Yeah, according to that, yes. Amalei, we're not finished with this, Sogia. Amalei, dil mahasam, dekavda de isura. I was talking about a liver from a non-kosher animal. It was a treif or something. When we shum shma minusa, and because of the fat, right? When we shum dama, and because of the blood, my, what's the story? That was his question. Understand the question?
Yeah, but no.
What? His question was, if it's a non-kosher liver.
Why would
I cook
a non-kosher liver?
What? No, so I cooked it with another piece of meat. So did it trafe up the other piece of meat?
But why would I cook a non-kosher liver?
And maybe you didn't know it was not kosher.
You just said it was.
You didn't know that. You thought it was kosher. You thought it was from a kosher animal. It turns out it was from a trefa. The animal died. The animal was missing a lung. It had a liver. I didn't know that. I cooked it. And my wife says, no, that was the wrong liver. I was going to give that to the guy. You shouldn't have cooked that. I did it. Right?
Yeah.
Or I think the question was, you cooked a trefa liver with other livers. So that question now is, does the blood go into the other livers? I think that was the question. And he doesn't answer it. Now it's a new story. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Stop at Kihal.